We're in Eastern Europe for our GeoQuiz today. Halloween has come and gone in America, but other traditional holidays are being observed around the world today. In Mexico, there are Day of the Dead celebrations. Several countries commemorate what they call All Souls Day today. In northern India, Christians visit family grave sites and pray. In Poland, too, thousands of families remember the dead by visiting cemeteries. In honor of the day today, we're looking for the name of Poland's National Cemetery in Warsaw. It's known as the place where you can find the graves of Polish soldiers who died in the 1944 uprising against Nazi Germany. And this year, a massive granite monument was unveiled there. It pays tribute to the Polish president and others who died in a plane crash in Russia earlier this year. So, can you name this historic cemetery in the western part of Warsaw? We will in just over a minute. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. We head to Poland to hear about the Day of the Dead. Amy Drozdowska is a Polish-American journalist who's living in Warsaw, Poland. And, Amy, I'd like you to introduce us briefly to Zaduszki, as the Poles call it, or All Souls Day. What's it like to be in Warsaw today?
Right now, it's a really lovely and somber holiday. The city of Warsaw itself is filled with flickering candles. Right now, the sun has already gone down. It's completely dark out, except for these entire swaths of the city, which are the cemeteries, which are entire fields of flickering candles. So it's a very, very touching, really, sight, these beautiful fields of candles. And it's not only the cemeteries, but there's little pockets throughout the entire city where people have placed candles alongside memorials to people who lost their lives in the war, and Warsaw being touched as it was, incredibly transformed by the Second World War. There are memorials throughout the entire city.
This brings us to a particular cemetery, which is the Powązki Cemetery. That's Powązki.
It's a very important cemetery in Warsaw. Many famous Poles from all kinds of fields are buried there. The parents and the sisters of composer Frédéric Chopin are buried there. The author Bolesław Prus and lots of other literary figures are buried there. So that's just some of the many.
And there's a new memorial at the Powązki Cemetery. And tell us the significance of this particular memorial.
Well, this year, the All Saints and All Souls holiday has a particular national focus, and that is the tragedy that happened this past April in Smolensk, where the president and first lady and 93 other major government figures died tragically. And a new memorial in the military portion of Powązki Cemetery has been erected in their honor. And it's a very simple but very dramatic two large slabs of granite that kind of evoke the wings of an airplane. They're kind of jutting out of the ground. And that was unveiled, and that was a particular focus. Many people visited, covered the area, surrounding it with flowers and candles.
What was it like to be there?
It's very moving and also very natural, which is something that I love about this holiday. People come and bring their children, their babies in strollers, their grandparents. They buy snacks outside the cemetery gates. It's an occasion for parents to tell their children stories about their predecessors, stories about their grandparents and great-grandparents that have passed on that they may or may not have ever met. And I see people carrying buckets sloshing with water and scrub brushes with soap, literally scrubbing graves clean. And they put on fresh flowers. They cover the gravesites with candles and light them. It's very somber, but it's also an occasion for families to spend time and reflect and take stock of their own mortality and their own family's history.
Journalist Amy Drozdowska in Warsaw, not too far from the Powązki Cemetery, which is the answer to our GeoQuiz. We've got a short video of Warsaw cemeteries with those glowing candles. It's at theworld.org. Thanks a lot, Amy.
Thanks, Lisa.